A Dublin couple who had been told to remove external insulation from their home have been granted permission to retain it. Clive and Samantha Ryan from Kilnamana had installed the cladding in an effort to tackle their high energy bills. However, the council later told them they should have received planning permission and could face a fine if they failed to reverse the work. A short time ago, Clive gave me his reaction to today's news.
Yeah, it's one of a relief, to be quite honest with you. It's been dragging on now nearly a year, and we're just happy to get it resolved and move on.
Will you bring us back? What happened?
Basically, I'd say one of the neighbours must have reported, and we had a call from the council. Someone knocked on the house and told us we needed retention planning for the insulation we got installed, and basically started off from there.
And what then, were you told that you would have to remove it, or what was the process?
Basically, we were told if we didn't apply for the retention planning and it wasn't granted, we could either remove it, face fines or imprisonment if we don't remove it.
Can you give us an indication of the sort of impact this has had on you over the past few months?
Oh, huge. It's been quite stressful, to be honest with you, between myself and my wife. I got to the stage where I was just, no, take it down now, I've enough. So lucky enough, she talked me around, and in fairness, we got in contact with Jess Spence and Mark Lynch, and they guided us through the
process. These were local councillors in your area?
Correct. And without them, we would have been lost, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, going back to when all of this first hit the news a few months ago, you did receive quite a lot of support from people at that time.
Yeah, and again, I'd like to thank them all. A lot of people reached out to us. A lot of them couldn't believe that you needed planning permission for it. And again, in fairness to the company that installed it first, they were quite helpful getting it, like submitting the plans and things like that, that we had no knowledge of. So hopefully now other people won't have to go through this process.
What's your advice to anybody who's thinking of insulating their house in this way?
As a tool, I'd recommend it to everyone. It is a great thing, and there is some great government grants there for it. But just, I would do your homework and just make sure you have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, because we were not aware that we needed planning permission for retrofitting our home. So hopefully something good has come out of this that has made people aware that just to do their homework before they proceed with it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose another thing that this illustrated is that the whole process, it can be quite complicated.
Yeah, I don't think there needs to be as much red tape for retrofitting your home. I mean, we were being passed as a new build, which I couldn't understand. We're just talking here about 4-inch thick insulation going on your house. So it was quite a lot of paperwork just to fill out for retrofitting your home. So I think that the process needs to be looked at.
And the house, how warm is it now? Mind you, I suppose over the past couple of weeks, that hasn't really been an issue.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. Again, as I said, as a tool, it's brilliant. I would recommend it to everyone. It's brought our bills down considerably. And again, even the company that done it for us have done a magnificent job on it. It was just the planning. I think everyone kind of fell foul of, and everyone's aware of it now. So again, I'd just like to recommend it to everyone. It is a great tool.
And that was Clive Ryan with the good news that the insulation can stay.